Before we start today's show, I want to tell you guys about the Permescent Delay Spray that's been used by over 1 million men and it is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. Maybe you guys don't know this, but the average woman takes over 18 minutes to climax and the average man takes just about 5 minutes. So that gap right there is really a big problem in the bedroom. You want to pleasure your woman. You want to make sure that you can get her off too. And that's why you got to use the Permescent Delay Spray. There are no prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscription required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. I'm telling you right now, I've used this before. I use it when if I'm gonna have sex with my chick, if I hadn't seen her in a couple days, I'm gonna just right away, I'm gonna fucking pop all over the place. Look at all the girls in the booth. They're getting so turned on just thinking about this. That's why I just spray a little Permescent on. It numbs it off. I get to go much longer, have much better sex. Everybody's happier. She's happier. I'm happier. It's a better way to do it. So right now, go to Permescent.com. That's Permescent.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once again, that's Permescent.com. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, we're fucking back on a Friday. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio. Does that title ring true? Yes, it does. It's never rung truer. Zach, fuck you. I know how to speak. This is my first language. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
I'm the other boy.
What up, boy?
How you doing, man?
Yeah. You dressed up today, I see. This I know Zach is excited about our guest today because he fucking with Zach.
I coordinated
overalls and color coordination. I know it's a fucking it's a whole outfit today.
Yeah, you know, you gotta give respect.
It's very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are gonna know them and love them. They're an incredible show, Kenny vs. Spenny. I grew up as a fan of just watching all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Kenny Hotz and Spencer Rice are in studio on the Real Ass Podcast. What's up, boys? It's very exciting.
Hello.
Very exciting.
Oh, we're so old and tired.
You guys are very old looking.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
It fame and money do that.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah. You look pretty young, by the way.
Yes. I like it, dude. You know what? I'm going to give him a guess and stick right off the bat. He's coming in hot.
Yeah, he looks like I don't know what the hell he's wearing.
Zach is a true nightmare. And I like that you are staying true to being a dick, which is what we got on the show. That was the whole thing.
Well, I wasn't really a dick. I was trying to... it's a very complex show, but I was actually trying to help him and save him.
That is true.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
But he's such a misogynist rapist that he couldn't deal with it.
You're going to fit in great here, don't worry.
You guys, honestly, you can just be the third and fourth mics on this podcast right now. I feel like you guys are already getting the vibe of this show.
I just apologize to the Brooklyn...
To women everywhere.
To the meet and greet. I was awful last night. I apologize.
Why? What happened at the meet and greet?
I just was grumpy and drunk and not very friendly.
And a lot of
and
girls
you're supposed
wanted
to, be, right?
to greet That's... my meet. And did they pay an extra ticket price to come meet you guys after the show? And then you were a dick to them.
Well, I wasn't a dick.
Yeah,
I just wasn't.
Blasted. That's why I'm here. First of all, Spencer was supposed to do this.
Yeah.
I only do the really big podcast.
Of course.
And,
you said fuck
but it. He was such a mess that I had to. And he doesn't have a credit card. Like, he can't get an
Uber. All right.
So you have to. He's like a 10-year-old fucking kid. You have to, like, hold his hand.
Of course.
You know, give him money so he can get into the airport. Like, it's just...
What was I've got cash. I've got some American dollars in my pocket.
What was the biggest problem with him last night at the meet and greet? What do you think it was?
He just gets too drunk.
Too drunk. Does he get handsy with the women?
It's sad.
No.
It's sad.
No, okay.
No.
Just making sure.
I know.
He's got to make sure.
Well, I work with the greatest gaslighter in the history of the universe. So, you know, if people believe half of what he says, I'm a pedophile, I'm a Holocaust denier, it's all...
And only one of those things is true.
Yes,
I never said Holocaust denier. No, true, but other stuff that's pedophilia, we could go into it.
He doesn't deny the Holocaust. He loves the Holocaust.
Yeah.
I'm a pedophile denier.
It was a gas.
My grandfather survived the Holocaust.
Really? Yeah,
he had a tattoo. It was 6,000,001.
Wow.
He just made it.
Very nice. Well, I'm very happy to have both of you guys here. You are on tour right now. Is it Kenny versus Spenny live? Are you guys competing on stage?
No.
Kenny and the other guy live.
We don't compete. When we competed, we had props. We had a TV show. Yeah. It would be stupid on stage. It wouldn't be good.
So I had props.
I can tell you what's happening is that he didn't like his reputation that he garnered from Kenny versus Spenny.
Okay.
So then when we started doing live touring, we would do basically video retrospective, show clips on unmade scenes that never made the show. Anyways, now he sees the tour as an opportunity to dig into my past, which is not stellar.
Okay.
And in an attempt to turn the audience against me. I'm pretty sure they're against me to begin with. So the whole thing that, but they find it funny.
We
make money.
I can see that you guys, this is a very real dynamic because this is how you guys came across on the show. And I thought you guys were going to come. Most of the time, people are funny on TV shows. They come in and they fucking have a dry ass, like they're whatever. But this is you guys. This is really you. Yeah.
Well, the show is really about us anyhow.
Yeah.
You know, the male ego, the fragility of the male relationship, you know. I always felt like we were we're kind of like that guy who said he's just not that into. We give away a male code that, you know, we don't really want women to know.
Right.
And we kind of exposed how shitty guys are.
Yeah.
It was really lucky, to be honest, that because we were real life friends before we ever had a notion that we'd be in the entertainment business, if that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what resonated with the audience, the reality of it. We are a real odd couple. Like,
yeah.
I'm an only child. He has siblings. He's good financially. I'm horrible financially. I have
an
ethical
code. I don't touch children.
He doesn't think about it even.
Yeah.
We're the same way. My parents are alive.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it.
And I'm very disappointed that this is where the fans are, that they like him. It really upsets me because I think I'm a better person, a nicer person. A decent person, and it's like the attitude era in wrestling.
Yeah. It's complex.
Everybody likes the bad guy. Can I finish?
I don't know. Can you? Can you finish a bottle of scotch? Yes, you can. Yeah, unfortunately.
You guys did fucked up shit too. It's because you're not like, it's not even, you don't even realize it because I was watching some old episodes and I was like, oh no, you guys just like, you guys were, before cancel culture was a thing, you were doing on television shit that really you couldn't get away with now.
But that was the genre at the time, Tom Green and Jackass. Like, Tom Green was extremely clean and absurd, but Jackass, they were going into outhouses, turning themselves upside down.
Right.
So we were kind of stuck in the milieu of that era.
It really was driven based off of you guys being funny and your dynamic with each other, because that's half the show, is just you guys busting each other's balls in a very funny, unique way, which is great. So if you guys haven't seen it, obviously go watch the fucking show. It's truly great. I thought it was great. Me and my girlfriend were watching episodes this morning where the one episode where who could piss off more people in a day. Dude, when you walked into the office and you just swiped off all the people's shit off there, and I could tell it's real because we abuse our staff regularly. This is a thing on our show, and I could just see on their face they were like, fuck. Like, they were actually genuinely annoyed.
I think real is the only way to go. You know, we sold a lot of formats. Like, we're probably one of the, not that it mattered, but the largest selling comedy format in Canada, because it was just very simple, you know, me versus you. And then we sold a show to like 40 countries. And
there was all these little rip-off shows.
Yeah, all these little rip-off shows with people who weren't friends, who were pretending.
Me and Big J auditioned for one for MTV. We auditioned for one. What was it?
Yeah, that was the Charlie, they ripped us off.
It was complete rip-off.
It was a complete rip-off. With the opening titles, and then Matt Stone went to them and said, what are you fucking doing? Kenny's going to sue your ass.
Yeah.
So it was Charlie Murphy and Eddie Murphy's brother and fuck some other guy, but it was our titles. It's like, what are you doing?
And then when you see the Practical Jokers now, do you say like, all right, the Practical Jokers don't exist without us? Because I feel like they don't, and I'll say it right to Sal.
Yeah.
I'll say that to Sal's fucking face next time I see him.
Yeah, but you know what? We've started. You know, I pay homage to SCTV and Tom. Look, we stole Tom Green's vignettes for the end of our show. You know,
nice.
If we didn't have.
We'll say it right here on the show. Good. Fuck Tom Green. Hell yeah, dude.
Many
why
times.
Do you say that?
I'm kidding. I love Tom Green.
No, I'm just saying, you know, we all steal shit, you know? Well, who cares?
It's cool. Like music. You lift riffs, man. You know, yeah. Chuck Berry riffs. Like, that's the way it is. Right. So we're not upset.
Yeah,
about
listen,
it.
People say, supposedly we started Intervention because I had the first Intervention on TV with Spencer Rice. And then we started.
Didn't take, huh?
No.
No, and
you know,
and,
Spencer had a rough night last night. He's wearing sunglasses inside in the morning.
Not well.
Yeah,
not well.
It's not good.
It's okay. I'm a professional. I'm
well,
here.
You know what? It's a lot.
Do you want a drink? We can get you a drink.
No, my hands are shaking.
I don't think you can find virgin boys' urine right now. The playgrounds aren't open yet.
I'll go.
Yeah. Oh, you've never met my friend Zach Amico.
He's got a jug.
Yeah, he's got it in a little vial jug around in the freezer, his neck. Yeah. Just takes a little shot once in a while. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. We have a lot to talk about. There's a lot. This is really a news show. Yeah. I don't know if you guys did your research on this, but we really do break down fucking the news in a very real way.
We're dads.
Is Bannon going to be held accountable?
Who is Bannon?
Steve Bannon.
We don't do that type of news.
Okay.
It's all coming. Right. See, now we get it. You're all fucking. You guys are in Canada. You guys have a whole, you know, fucking very serious
education system.
Yeah, that's not what we do.
Healthcare.
Here, okay? Yeah. Healthcare. We are. We'll get to the news. All right. There's a lot of news here. Okay. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's do it now. Natalie, hit the music. Kenny Hotz, what are you plugging?
Nothing. Why am I plugging fans?
How about New Jersey? We're playing New Jersey.
We have no agenda. We're just here because we like blabbing and you guys have fans.
So you're not going to plug these? All right, good.
We're going to be in New Jersey and then Philadelphia, and then we fly back home.
Yeah.
But, come out and see it. We've done well. We did great in Detroit, I think. I think we do better with the blue collar.
We're still on. You guys are showing ads or something.
No, we're doing plugs.
We're doing plugs. I thought you were plugging.
He's a fucking idiot.
Plugging your advertisers or something.
We do that. That's after the show. Yeah. We plug that in for later for the people who don't pay.
But I think that we do better with the blue collar audiences. They're a little more rowdy. They hate me, and I love it that they hate me because that's just fuel for the comedy and the anger. So so come out to New Jersey if you didn't.
I want this to end. The truth is, Spencer can't. I got really lucky. I saved all my money. Bought some property. Anyways, I got really lucky. He married some fucking pig, like who looked like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh from L.A. Who took him for $2 million. He lost everything. Lost his passport, driver's license, credit cards. Like he claimed bankruptcy. So I just wanted to kind of move on. But Spencer needs me to make fun of him so people will buy tickets because
he's desperate.
He's desperate, but the audience is sick.
As a theme, the theme of your entire relationship, you've been helping him the whole time, and you continue to do this. Wherever you go, there you are.
I'm like Pavlov. Like, I try to train him to help himself, and anytime he hasn't listened to me or stabbed me in the back or abused me has been detrimental to his life.
When did I stab you in the back?
In
Never.
L.A., when we were doing the show, he would just show
up. I was married with fucking twins. I had to go be a dad.
You were married to twins?
Yeah.
No.
Fuck yeah. Does Pavlov work with that other guy you mentioned? Bannon.
Pavlov. Steve Bannon, yeah.
Bannon and Pavlov?
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't even know who Steve Bannon is.
It usually works with anybody.
He's sort of Trumper.
Anyways, whatever. Listen, the only reason I'm here is to... is because if I don't abuse him, people won't buy tickets. And then he comes, he begs me to do it, and then he complains about what a scumbag I am for doing it, when I'm actually just doing it because he begged me to do it.
No, because you take it too far. That's what I have a problem with.
Well, I take
my
it too
transgressions
far
are
I want
enough.
It to end.
You don't have
I
to
want
fucking
it to
add
end.
To it
I
with
did the
pedophilia
show.
And that shit.
The show for me was if I don't get canceled, I'm doing something wrong. That was my fucking job. Get the show canceled.
Yeah.
Except we had a bunch of shitty soccer moms that weren't even watching the show in Canada. You know, and we're doing who the gay guys like more, who can smoke more weed, who can drink more beer.
We need more black people to like them, which is my favorite.
Yeah, get more black guys to like
We did that. He won at -5.
Oh, yeah.
Zach and Miko, do your plugs real quick.
Just doing a live midnight spook show at the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant Halloween night, 7 p.m. Come out.
Then live stuff this Saturday night. I'm on Long Island at Governor's in Long Island. Next Saturday night, myself, Zach Amico, up at the Co-Host Music Hall in Albany, New York. Come the fuck out to that, because that is a big, big theater.
See, you guys are, you know what? I just want to go out and perform in front of audience. I don't even want them to buy tickets. Like, I would just gladly come out here to the greatest city in the fucking world and just go to a bar and buy everyone drinks and just try to make
it's
them
the
laugh.
Best.
He needs the money.
We got to get you guys a Skankfest. How do we not get Kenny Vercivini at Skankfest?
We solid.
God damn it. You know we have a huge festival happening in 3 weeks in Texas.
Yeah.
Damn it. You guys would be literally perfect
for it. People forget about us. It's so weird.
No,
like
forgot.
You know,
I'm going to remind
we're
them.
Very cultish comedy group. We never get invited to parties.
I'm very mainstream right now. I left Michael Bisping in the dust. I just left that podcast. That's how fucking big I am.
Yeah.
Okay? So I will bring you guys back to the masses. Skankfest is happening November 5th or 7th. Shout out to Yo Kratom, our marquee sponsor. Kratom is our marquee sponsor. Yeah, we're going to be crushing it.
Kratom, the powder stuff?
Yeah. The gas station heroin.
I used to like it.
October 28th, also Zany's Comedy Club, Chicago, Illinois. I might move that date. Then November 26th, 27th, we'll be up at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. Either way, lots more dates coming up. If you guys love this fucking show, subscribe to the Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library. Thousands of hours of content you can't get anywhere else. Plus, we're giving away one pair of all-access passes. These are $400 fucking tickets. It's not a cheap ticket.
You're a different generation. Like, this is, you're monetizing all your shit. We, you know, I'm from the 60s. Spenny was born in, like, 1951. we don't really do the whole, this whole thing.
No, we
should have.
We're going to get in business together.
Yeah, it's two.
For the very least, for Spenny's lifestyle.
My kids, yeah.
We're gonna do this. Also, Shannon, we have
kids.
A winner, right? We're giving away
to the bathroom.
One all access.
That's so bad, and you laugh at that.
That is my type of humor, right there. You see, he's gonna shit in your kid's mouth. That's crazy.
That's not humor. It's just gross.
Shannon,
yes.
Do we have a winner?
We do.
One. This is a subscriber with the promo code RAP. Correct.
Yep, correct.
All right, Shannon. Can I get a drum roll? We have a fucking drum roll at your fingertips.
Hold on.
How is that even possible? This is we have a whole production booth there. Like, just that would be the one thing we. There we go.
James Scalzo of Wading River, New York.
James Scalzo of Wading River, New York. You are the winner of two all-access passes for Skankfest. Holy shit.
He's on fire!
What a fucking day. What a day for you, sir. Hit us up. Email realassofficial@gmail.com. And yeah, Shannon will take care of you. And that'll be that.
What's a skank? Like, what is it exactly?
So, the skank, Legion of Skanks is my other podcast.
No, I know, but what is a skank to you?
A skank to us is...
Your mom. Your mom, Spencer.
You just passed away. That's a lovely tribute. Thank you, Kenny. Go ahead.
A skank to me is somebody who likes fucked up jokes. Mm. That's what we... Oh. That's the context that we use it in. It's like people who like fucked up humor, fucked up jokes.
We
so those
it
are the skanks.
For overtly sleazy women.
That's a very sexist way of looking at it. Yeah. It could be men or women. We don't see.
I call out the skanks on our show.
Spenny's a sexist.
I'm not a sexist. Yeah. Fucking stop.
Well, I do a thing in the show. I talk about how he urinates and punches and chokes.
How is that sexist? The women love it.
Well, yeah.
How is that sexist?
Sometimes they
do
love it.
It's got consent. Yeah, no. Of course it is. He's a gaslighter, don't you see?
I would never, ever pee on a woman. Ever. Never. I respect them too much. I'll diarrhea all over those whores. But right. My urine is way too valuable to waste on a woman.
All right, real quick, guys. Let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is an incredible company that gives you wholesale kratom, $60 for an entire kilo delivered right to your door. You don't have to go to the smoke shop. You don't have to go to a weird kratom store or fucking some weirdo in a fucking park somewhere. Grab your kratom wholesale from YoKratom.com. This is for people who are over the age of 21 years old and already buying kratom. Don't start a new habit, but go to YoKratom.com and grab kratom from them. All right, where were we? We're going to play a game right now. Because I like this Kenny versus Spenny. You guys do handle things very differently. One of the things that we do on this show, and we do it very well, is we sexually harass our ladies in the booth. Girls, throw the music on for a second. Go to the booth. Come on, dance a little for the boys. There
you go. Give them a show. They came from Canada.
Come on, you're fucking Canadians. We got two hot chicks in the booth. I'm sure they walked in first. The thing is, all right, anytime you see a cute chick and you've been on television, the first thing you think is, there's an outside shot she's going to suck my cock. That's a fact. And I don't give a shit what anybody says. It's going on in our... This is a very natural thing. We're men. That's the way we think, okay? So they saw these two girls in the booth already. They said, two guys, two gals. We could probably make it happen. But that's not the game. We're not going to let you guys have sex with the staff. We're going to have you guys simply...
It'll only take 10 seconds.
Sexually harass the staff and see who... is better at sexually harassing.
It's, you know, it's hard for me to abuse anybody but Spencer.
Really?
It really is.
You don't have to abuse. This can be you. Look, you can make her love it.
We are nice Jewish boys from Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Jewish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment is not funny, and I refuse to play this game on the grounds of...
Hold on. Say it directly to Shannon. You're doing it terribly so far. Shannon, come in.
I'm not doing it. How about that?
Shannon, come in here for a second, Shannon. Come here. Come sit in the seat. And Shannon's cute, dude. She's older.
She is cute.
She's cute.
They're gorgeous.
You know, when it's the funny thing is, when I was in high school, I got really high on acid and I fucked a parrot, and I'm just wondering if she's my kid.
You think she's your kid? I thought you were wondering if she was the parent.
No, look at her hair. That's why.
Pull up. Get a wide shot. You're missing it.
You remind me of Spencer's favorite animal.
He's already upset that she's sitting beside me. I guarantee you that thought crossed.
Wait, what is Spencer's favorite animal?
Peacock.
Okay. I thought you were going to fucking...
Has a guy ever peed on you?
No.
No? Would you like it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Fair enough. See, Shannon... that's all I'm saying. As long as they consent and they enjoy it. I never wanted to pee on a girl. Ever.
You never wanted to pee on a girl?
No, they wanted me to.
Well, you have to do what your mom says. That's the important thing.
All right. So right now, I'm going to be honest with you. Without even realizing it, Spencer has started sexually harassing Shannon. He's asking her if she's ever been peed on.
Why is that sexual harassment?
I mean, I would just say if we were at like a normal workplace environment and you just went up to one of the girls that were behind a desk and said that.
Well, we were talking about it. Well, on your show, you bring in this beautiful girl. I wanted to ask her what her opinion was. She was very honest. She gave me an answer. That's not her thing. And I congratulate her. I'm all about the rule of law.
Listen, you guys.
The rule of law. Anything else. You look at your T-shirt. Look, yeah. This is the cancel culture, right?
This is cancel culture right now.
It's the
everybody spiraling thinks, right now.
Everybody thinks that I'm like this. I hate the cancel culture. I'm into the rule of law.
Okay.
That's what I'm into. Okay. Say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
If rule I see a law, neo-Nazi and he doesn't look like he's going to kill me, I'll go talk to him and tell him I'm Jewish. We have to start doing that as a culture. We have to start talking to each other. Fuck off.
This is, you've heard of Me Too, right?
Yeah.
This is Me 2317.
Oh, I'm into law. He's basically thinks women are fucking objects.
Just another drop of piss in the bucket.
Yeah. The guy told me, women are like computers. You have to punch information into them. Yes, you did.
Of course I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
This is my life.
So right now, I will say Spenny. Lewis. Spenny is the only one sexually harassing Shannon right now. So
I'm winning. I'm actually
winning. You're technically
winning
in the contest right now.
That's unbelievable.
Kenny's being a perfect gentleman right now. It's been all eyes up here. Not mentioning pissing on her at all.
You don't know where my foot is.
That is true. So, right now, Shannon, who do you think is winning the sexually harass you competition?
Not me.
I guess it would be Spenny.
Yeah. No! Very good. 1 point for Spenny. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you.
I'm not happy with
that. Oh, Shannon, 1 second. This is a trick I do. I'm really good at this. You're going to have your period in 31 hours.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, Shannon, he thinks you still get your period.
He's got skills. Nobody said he didn't have skills.
I told Shannon to dress sexy, by the way, and she wore a fucking cat shirt. That's what I said. I said, we have two very special guests coming into the studio. We have television celebrities.
Dressing sexy for Spencer is like a garbage bag and duct tape over your head.
She might as well have worn that. Okay? Now, Natalie is the other producer. Now, Natalie is very hot, but she's like college, like non-binary.
Yeah, Natalie is really hot. You should turn up the
you take keep saying that I'm
off.
Non-binary. I don't see where that's
I don't know
from.
What non-binary means.
It means someone who's not a man or a woman.
Right. They like to be called them or it. They don't want to be
so you're
gendered.
That's what people have been calling Spencer that for 50
and you know what?
And
years. That's the thing. Like, I'm okay with it.
You're okay with that culture?
I don't because it's not
as
they
long
don't
as you can pee on
they
them.
Don't push it on me. What do I care? But then you've got this so much division, and it's really
they do push. That's the problem with this generation, though, is they do push it on you. Natalie's regularly trying to push this agenda in this studio, and we know that she's going to be the downfall of what we do here.
Well, if she said, "Don't refer to me as a woman," would you do that? I mean, maybe by accident you might say she because you're programmed that way.
I would try to
make her happy. I don't care if people are gay. I don't care. I'm not gay. I don't care. Like, we have to start. This is a melting pot,
yeah,
right?
I don't care. Listen, I'm a Jew. If dicks had gold in it, I'd suck more of them than fucking anybody.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting way to look at this.
Yeah.
If Natalie wanted me to call her a they, Shannon, would I call her a they? I don't know. I guess
why wouldn't you?
Honestly, because I don't like fucking bending the knee to my employees.
I think you'd try. Like, in real life, I think you would try.
What are you saying? This isn't me in real life?
No, I mean, like, when you weren't making a joke at the moment, I think you would respect her.
I've never made
try.
A joke on the show one time.
Yeah, you're on right now. I mean, in your real life.
This is me for real. I'm always this guy.
People have a right to hate people. People have a right to... They just can't break the law. That's all.
I do not want to do what people tell me to do. at any given time. That's me. Like, it just doesn't matter. I've never grown out
You're
of
obstinate.
That. I've never grown out of that in my life. So it's like, I don't want to get the vaccine. Because they're telling me, not because I'm a conspiracy theorist, it's because they're fucking making me. And I'm like, nah, dude, fuck you, get away from me. So if Natalie came at me with her they, thems, and the fucking its and the we's, I'd say, Natalie, go fuck yourself. You're fired. I would fire her for that attitude.
See, I'm the opposite. I would like literally gargle CIA nanobots. I want to be like bionic.
Can we talk, like, gentlemen, about the vaccine for just a second?
We can, if you'd like.
I mean, don't you think that's kind of a dumb reason? You're obviously a bright guy.
Yeah.
A dumb reason just to prove that they're making me do it, I can't do it. You know, you were vaccinized as a baby against polio, right?
I'm not positive vaccinized is a word. First of all,
vaccinated, sorry.
Second of all, I was vaccinated. I said I didn't want it. Right. I was vaccinated because I was offered a lucrative gig and I had to leave the country for.
So you did it for all the wrong reasons.
For money.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Well, that works.
That's why I did it.
The problem is that if you're unvaccinated, you should not be allowed to go to concerts. Not forever. Like, that's the thing. Do you think the government likes this? People, likes the shutting down
the
things?
They
make money off of you making money and me making money. They don't like doing this. It's not, do you believe that Bill Gates is like...
Well, I think there's two types of people. The people that believe that the government wants to harm you and the people that don't. If you believe that the government wants to harm you, you won't take the vaccine. It's simple. That's it.
Why? But why would they?
I don't think it's that simplified. I don't think the government wants to harm you. I think your well-being is inconsequential to the government's agenda. So I do think that there is an agenda to get us all online. There is an agenda to track our data. If multi-billion dollar companies are trying to track our data and profit off our data, why wouldn't the government also be trying to do that? And we have a reason to push everybody to herd everybody into whatever direction they want. So that's my only conspiracy.
Yeah, it's like Biltenberg. But I'm saying, I don't really mean
I don't give a fuck because I'm playing a different game. I'm sitting down at the table playing poker, and that's just a card that I can't control.
I don't really mean like that they want to harm you, but people believe that the government is putting fluoride in the water to make you, simple and malleable. Whereas I think that if the government knew that putting fluoride in the water was bad for you, they would stop.
Right, I agree with that.
So a lot of these conspiracy guys think that they
Do you remember with Dasani, they were saying they would put salt in the water to make you thirstier?
Sure.
That was the one that they got me with that conspiracy.
I don't like Dasani water for
free salt. Oh my God.
I know.
That's why I buy dolphin free. I buy dolphin free tuna because dolphin's so expensive. Like, of course. Might as well get it for free.
That is true.
What you have is a situation that's a very complex world with incredibly complex. So I absolutely believe that the doctors that are saying get the vaccine, it's the right thing to do, are right. That doesn't mean they're 100% right. It could be that everyone who got the vaccine 5 years from now is going to have a health problem because of it. But that doesn't mean that they didn't do what they thought was right at the time. You know, and that's just life. So I don't hate people that don't get vaccines. I just don't understand why they wouldn't.
Well, I just think that if you why I wouldn't was
just
because
you're a contrarian by nature.
I'm a contrarian by nature, but the real reason deep down was because I didn't have any. I already had COVID. I had natural immunity.
COVID too.
I didn't have. I'm healthy. I exercise. Yeah. I didn't feel. I'm in such a small percentage. I don't get a flu shot. It's not because I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't get a fucking flu shot.
I agree. I got the vaccine. I was happy to get it, but I would prefer not taking it.
I want to get a fucking needle in my arm. My mom was a dope addict, right? I have an aversion to pumping needles into my fucking arm. I never like it.
That's,
I don't like it.
Nobody likes something in common. His mom was just a dope. He's an addict.
listen. It's so many things that we do. Seatbelts, you know, that are rules that are imposed on you by your government that you can get penalties for.
I took some legal study. It's called parental supervision. Mm. That the government forces you to wear seatbelts because it's too expensive for them to clean your body off a road.
Yeah, so I've read that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so that's...
And you know how many people fucking flip their car over? Then the seatbelt holds them in place as they sink into a fucking...
You can't get out. If you're looking for perfection out of the government, forget it.
Come on, man. That's you, bro. That's going to be you in your car, strapped as you burn to death.
Of course, it might be me, right? But the odds are, according to experts, that it won't happen, that it will save more lives than what you're talking about. So, you know what? You decide for yourself.
This coming from a guy that's wearing double denim, by the way.
No, I'm not. These are not denim. That is not denim.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Feel it. These guys.
All right, you know what? We're playing another game. We're playing another game.
It's not
denim. You guys,
it is not.
Right
denim.
Now, Spencer is winning the Real Ass Podcast Penny Givers Spenny Challenge.
No, I'm not playing.
You're already winning.
He's quit.
That's how good Spenny you are, quit. Is you didn't even have to fucking enter the
if
game.
If I tried, I'd lose. That's what I'm learning
I know.
About
this
myself.
Is beautiful. All right, so we're going to play. Zach, do you think we should join in on this one? I think we should.
Yeah.
All right, this one is called Racial Slur Chicken. So we're just going to go simply around in a
which
circle.
Which racial slur loves chicken?
We're going to go around in a circle.
What am I missing?
I can't even say the stuff I want to say. Even here.
I don't even understand the game.
So yeah, we're going to each go around and say a racial slur until one of us either can or won't.
Oh, I see. Okay. That sounds fun.
Okay.
Let me start. I'm not going to say a racial slur. I'm just going to say vinegar.
Vinegar. Okay, that is true. That is true. Technically, that works.
Now, are you going to edit this later and put up something? How do I know, right? But I'll play. I'll take the chance.
I mean, I could edit everything too. You've already said enough words that I could put together.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's an what I did. I've done that in my show where I use his voice from different episodes to call people and get his competition canceled. You know?
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Exactly. I wanted to do Gavin McGinnis's thing. You know, I would love to go on with him. I don't think he's a racist personally. Maybe I'm wrong.
I know Gavin. He's racist.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so. He's racist. He's Gavin. I don't hold it against him.
No, fair enough.
He's fine.
He's married to a native Indian.
He's married. Everybody calls her.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know that. Anyways, my point is kike.
Kike. Ah, one of my favorites. All right. You know what? If we're gonna do that, he's doing the whole name your own thing. I'll say wetback.
Spook.
Oh my god. Portuguese.
That's not a racial slur.
Do you know why they're called Portuguese? Do you know why they're called Portuguese?
Because they're from Portugal?
No, because they're always on their porches.
I'll give it to them. I'll give it to them. That counts. Points.
Chink.
Jesus Christ, Spenny.
Come on, man.
What the fuck is wrong with you,
dude? Do you know what you call a fat chink?
Wait a second. What's wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I'm playing the game. I'm a fair guy.
Spick.
Moon cricket.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
I've never heard of that. What is it?
Black.
Okay.
I don't want to play this game. I know so many racist terms. Okay, let's say Muzzy.
Muzzy.
That's borderline. I'm going to win again.
Muslim.
He's going to lose.
Oh, Muslim. Oh, yeah. That is a Muslim. Oh, okay.
That's what gamers.
No.
That's what they call on. Like,
porch monkey.
Oh, that was going to be my next one, you son of a bitch.
That's a game.
Gook.
Wop.
That's Martin.
I don't even want to play this game. I wouldn't say Jungle Bunny. Like, come on. It's so stupid. You know, the Jews are, blacks are Jews with no money.
Yeah.
That's what I think. We're the children of Abraham, and I think if we pulled our shit together, we could just take over everything.
Right.
But instead, they fight.
Blacks and Jews.
Blacks and Jews, yeah.
It'd be a fucking...
Yeah. Our army.
Be some fucking thick hair.
Yeah, our fucking...
I'll tell you that much.
Spick.
All right.
You already said it.
I already said Spick.
Oh, you did?
He wasn't even playing the game. He was just looking at me.
Can I please be disqualified?
Worst game ever.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your winner of Racist Chicken...
I didn't even say... I could go off and do a million of them.
Yeah.
He could.
No, I know you
He's got a memory.
But we're not racist.
I know you're not.
Spenny's not racist. He hates everybody equally.
That is good.
And he has a color TV.
If you had to pick your least favorite race of person, who would it be? There has to be.
No, that I won't do because I'm a Chomskyite. I believe that all humans are essentially the same. The differences between the genders, men and women, are profoundly different. But I don't. That's a good with Gavin. We went out for Kenny.
Why are you talking about? Hey, you're Puerto Rican, you said?
I am Puerto Rican.
Do you know I go to Puerto Rico once a year to visit my hubcaps?
I like it.
See?
I can't even talk.
This
tired.
Is Richard Pryor. This is Richard Pryor. Remember in one of his live videos?
Yeah, he said, keep saying the N-word because...
Keep saying it. Give it no meaning.
Of course.
Let's not get emotional about this stuff. Like, I hate that... Like, Don Rickles. We love Don Rickles.
Yeah, Don's
great. We've seen him live.
Don Rickles.
You know, and it's all, you know, it's comedy, it's humor, it's okay.
Yeah,
know?
Well, we all grew up. You guys are probably a little bit older than me. I'm 39 years old, but
he's almost 60.
I grew up on just fucked up comedy. The shit that made me laugh as a kid, it had to be a little dark. It had to be a little fucked up. The cookie cutter shit never really got me. You know, even like. But everything was darker. SNL was darker back in the day.
You know what I love was Seinfeld, who's arguably one of the cleanest comics ever. He stopped doing the university and college circuit because of the nonsense about the censorship and what you could say and what you couldn't say.
Yeah,
good and for him.
Yeah, Seinfeld's. We have a lot of respect for him.
Of course.
You ever see his first wife?
No. Have you seen Stevie Wonder's first wife?
Neither has he. There you go.
That's the kind of jokes that I'm dealing with.
No, it's okay.
Okay,
I like it. You have to. Seinfeld's first wife, he got married to her when she was 17.
Well, I think they just dated. Shoshana.
Oh, Shoshana. Oh,
I saw them, and I used to see him in L.A. at Nate and Al's.
Oh, she had big knockers. I remember.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Yeah. Huge old big Jews hitties. Good for him. Good for Seinfeld. In fact, his show's now on Netflix. Guys, I'll give him a quick shout out. Guys, go watch Seinfeld. It's now available on Netflix. There's his hot teenage girlfriend.
And Benny's just staring at his wiener. Sorry, I haven't seen Shoshana yet. But you know, Jewish girls, I sat next to them in Hebrew school. I want nothing to do with any of them.
You don't like Jewish girls?
Not really.
Why not?
They like giving blowjobs.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the opposite joking. Of
I don't know. You don't want to date the things you sat next to.
I'm dating a Jewish girl now. I was dating a really Jewish girl, and then I had to pull it back a little bit. She was a little too Jewy for
like
me.
Like Orthodox?
She was basically, like, she told my sister Steisel. That she was going to raise our children Orthodox. Yeah. And I was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
What there's a lot of Hasidim here.
Yeah.
You know, that's weird. I've heard Jews don't like oral sex.
Yeah,
too
that's
close to the
joke.
Gas chamber.
Oh,
come on.
God.
Come on.
I know so many Auschwitz jokes I can't get into. It's crazy.
No, please. It's one of our favorite topics here.
Yeah.
All right, really quick, Zach, let's take a moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is an incredible place to go grab auto parts for the best prices possible. They've been in business for over 20 years, and they make it super easy with a really easy-to-use website and interface.
Absolutely, and whether you're somebody who knows all about cars or you're somebody like me who knows absolutely nothing, it's really useful if you're shopping for stuff yourself or you're going to the mechanic and you want to make sure that they're not totally screwing you over. All you got to do is go to rockauto.com and check on the prices.
Yeah, right now, rockauto.com, that's the website. They have everything, whether you're working on your own car or if you're going to an auto body shop. Rockauto.com is a website. Go there now. There's no discount code. It's already the best prices available on the internet. But if you purchase something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Okay, let's get back into it. Okay, so look, let's talk about a couple of these other things on this. What's the update on Gabby Petitos?
Okay.
Anything? Gabby,
yeah.
Gabby.
No, he's still missing.
Gabby, yeah, that's.
He's still missing. They're trying to find out whether the parents have been co-opted into the sort of letting him escape, which is a criminal offense. We'll see how it pans out.
You'd have terrible to. How old are your kids?
I've got
wait,
four
let me
kids.
Check the Amber Alerts. I'll find out.
I got
7, 11, 2.5, 9, 3 months, 14 months.
I've got 15-year-old twins and an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Yeah, I got an 8-year-old boy.
Oh, good. God bless. I love the kids.
It's the best.
Clip that.
cut that bit of sincerity.
No, clip it for later.
Kenny's actually an amazing dad. Yeah,
how
amazing
how many kids father. Do you have, Kenny?
3.
Yeah. Good for you.
7, 5, and 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This.
But I would just want to be home with them. Like, honestly, like, I love New York and fucking Brooklyn. Like, I'm so happy to be here and go to Detroit. But I just miss the kids. I just want to be home. And
yeah. Same. I was just in England for a week. And by day 3, I'm like, I just got to get back to the kids.
It's weird. The juxtaposition with us is like we're these kind of C-level celebrity cult guys, you know, with an extremely hardcore, devout audience. So when we come out, we're like these... you know, shitty gods, and then I go home and I'm just a fucking Roomba. All I do is like make craft dinner and tidy.
Yeah.
our wives don't think we're funny. They don't get it. They don't care. Just go do the dishes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do your kids watch your comedy at all? Do you guys show? I mean, obviously the 15-year-olds, they don't, not even the 15-year-olds.
No, but the 8-year-old girl, my daughter, she's very curious about it. You know, she wants her own YouTube channel and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I do little YouTube shows in my basement. And she's always, she's like Lucy from, you know, Lucy Ricardo, always trying to get in on Ricky's act.
Lucy Ricardo.
Oh, so funny. You see what he did? He took the Ricardo, replaced with a T.
Can I tell you why it's funny?
Yeah, I wish
he was talking about your 8-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if he was talking about Shannon and he called her Lucy Ricardo, I'd be like, okay. But he's talking about your child to your face, just two strangers.
And what am I supposed to do, Louis? What am I supposed to do?
You punch him in his face.
No, there's no. Why would I do that? He's my meal ticket. I'm fucking hurt him. It's a very toxic situation.
Shit, I love it.
He has a violent. He's a little more violent than
that. Is he a little more violent? Who would win a fight between the two of you guys?
Well, I had an older brother, so I probably would.
If I was drunk, it would be a coin flip. But you see, sober, he'd
I would never fight him, but he would fight me. We did a competition, you know, who could win a boxing match, and I refused to fight him. I don't want to punch him. I love the guy, you know, but he will. He's like, you know. Rat.
So you couldn't just spar somebody that you like? You have to actually be angry at somebody?
Well, to like fucking knock somebody out. Like anybody can kill anybody with a punch. You know what I mean?
I mean,
Houdini.
It's just, you just don't want to beat up your, I'm just not a violent guy. You don't want to beat up your
this
friends.
This is where me and Kenny reach a fork in the road and we take opposite paths. Yeah. I do this regularly with my friends.
Yeah.
And they have no skills at all. I have barely any skills, but I just make sure that I regularly train with my friends that have absolutely no skills and I look like I'm a goddamn god.
You work out and you probably like MMA stuff like that, which is fine.
It's great.
We're just a different generation. We're shitty Jews from Toronto. Like, we don't work out and we don't fight people. No. And, you know, we had some fights in high school growing up.
What was the last fight you ever got in? Last fist fight where you punched a man in the face?
I think it was a high school fight. Some little kid wanted to fight me, and I took karate for a couple of years, so you know, I know how to punch.
Mine was at a meet and greet in London, Ontario. You remember that? The guy punched me in the fucking nuts, but he missed. But then he hit my pelvic bone.
But then his dad apologized, and
and you fought the fan?
Yeah.
Well, I punched him once in the head, and then the security guys sort of took us apart. But that guy, they turned into a huge fight in the parking lot, and that guy got his orbital bone or whatever around his eyes. He got it totally smashed in. The cops came, and they let us go.
Beat him up.
Oh, wow, really? Isn't that great?
Yeah,
isn't that great?
I loved it.
You know, he loved Spenny, and he was wasted, and he just got carried away. So you feel bad for somebody. Like,
no,
the guy didn't.
No, I don't.
Yeah, the guy paid to be a VIP and meet us, and he, you know, the aura around our show kind of leads people to do things that are probably.
You got kicked in the ass, but you didn't fight back because just ran away.
People think that, you know, that, oh, like, we like being abused and they need to shit on us, even though it was an extremely internal relationship that was only between us. And when you watched our show, you know, we were the only things that mattered. Like, the show was just about us, and our show was kind of like a window into viewing this relationship, very voyeuristic. Like, the show would happen if there were cameras there or not.
Right.
So.
And then there's a lot of the ignorant fans, comedically retarded, if I may say so. Yeah. Who think we're kind of like Jackass. And the main difference between us and Jackass, and I'm not dissing Jackass, is that they revel.
Yeah, they enjoy doing that.
We hate it.
Yeah.
But that's where I think we're more comedic than Jackass.
You guys told jokes and you were clever within it. Jokes. And, you know, I agree with that. Yeah, it's very...
Those guys like fucking falling downstairs. We hated, you know, who could smoke more weed, who could drink more beer, who could stay awake the longest. It was fucking torture.
Me and my friends, we stopped punching each other in the balls in middle school because it sucks. And it's like, who is this for? Like, what are we doing here?
We came out of like the roast world, kind of. So fans just love to come up to us and insult us and then smile and wait for us to say thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what I find with like the haters. I got a lot of trolls because of his gaslighting on my social media. And they will say the nastiest, meanest, horrible things. And the occasional time I reach out to them for whatever reason, it's like, oh, dude, we love you. We're just, say everybody loves me. I'm sure people hate me.
They're also just trying to
They're channeling him.
They're getting a little bit of attention, you know, and they feel like they're a part of the show, you know? And that's before podcasting became a thing where now everyone sort of does that.
Yeah.
And it's like they get some insight into your life. Your show, more than most television shows, were getting genuine pieces of you and your personality. And they were growing with you. And you guys did the show for, I'm assuming, a long time in Canada before it came to the States and MTV.
Started in the States.
Did it start in the States?
Yeah.
Why do I think it was a Canadian show first?
Well, the original pilot we did, which people should watch. It's funny. We did Who Can Gain the Most Weight. And I know Spurlock saw it because I just ate McDonald's for a week. I just lived on Filet-O-Fishes and ate butter sticks, and I lived in a wheelchair so I could just gain weight.
Right.
And that was for USA Network. Executive got fired.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no, actually, we started with MTV with a guy who started Tom Green. He brought us in and for some reason didn't pick us up. And
oh, I'll tell you the reason. It's the best. So the guy, John Miller, right?
Yeah.
And he said to us, guys, you got to mellow out on the Jewy humor. And so we go to the Pitch-a-thon at the House of Blues on Sunset.
Which is a very prestigious thing because Brian Graydon, like the head of MTV, is there. Very few people are allowed.
There's like 21 executives.
Yeah.
And we walk in, and the first thing Kenny does is he sticks his...
This isn't the Nussbaum Bar Mitzvah.
But yeah, he goes, this isn't the... What was it?
The Nussbaum Bar Mitzvah.
Nussbaum Bar Mitzvah. But you know what? That was his opener after we were told not to be.
But you need to be in a place where you can be free and has to be your home. Yeah. You can't kowtow to a place. If we went to MTV and we sold the show, we would have... We wouldn't be here now.
Yeah.
They would have not allowed us to do what we wanted, would have killed the show after episode 3 and owned it. And
that, so who, was it Spenny? Spike? It was Spike that put it on? Who put the show on initially? Where did
USA Network did CBC. The pilot, and then they pulled the plug on us. Yeah. So they had
After MTV turned it down, and then we did a deal with Lorne Michaels and Broadway Video, and they refused to sign the contract. And then we had a mutual friend, who took the show to CBC in Canada, which is like the BBC or your PBS kind of. And boom, 26 episodes. But the 26 episodes came because they had just done a pilot with Tom Green, and he handed them fucking platinum, and they wouldn't pick up his show. And the next day, the guy's on the cover of Rolling Stone, you know, making out with, you know, Drew Barrymore in movie theaters. And they were so fucking frazzled that they blew that opportunity, and we were the next guys in line with a pilot shot in L.A. Mm. They were just like, 26 episodes. And we just made some movies, like... 26 fucking episodes in a row, like for the national broadcaster, was biblical for us.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then he got lucky. We didn't fuck it up. And you know, he wanted the show to be fake from the very beginning. He thought, we have to do this mock documentary thing like...
What are you fucking talking about?
You did. You always wanted to be fake. And I said, we have no money and we can't do it fake. It's true.
When did I ever want the show
from
to
the
be
very, fake? Very
I agreed.
Beginning.
I agreed to not go into the production meetings so that my crew...
After. He thought it's going to be so much easier to do if we rig things up and fake it. And
well, that's true.
People think the show is fake, which is so annoying to me. Did you really give Spenny acid? Believe me, it's not a... problem slipping your friend acid. The problem is acting like you're acid. Bradley Cooper couldn't act like...
We just dosed my friend Big J on Legion of Skanks with acid about a year ago.
Terrible.
No, it was illegal and dangerous.
Yeah, it's...
It really caused a lot of rifts in our friendship ever since.
Yeah, we did a lot of acid.
Yeah. He had never done acid.
Yeah.
He had never done... Well, that's... It's not exactly... I tried to... You know Ari Shaffir?
Yes, comedian. Very well. I like Ari.
So I tried to dose Ari because Ari's known for dosing his friends. Yeah. So we had this whole, we had an election for who's going to be the new president of Legion of Skanks, and Ari threw his hat into the mix, even though he's not officially on Legion of Skanks. So I was like, fuck this. He was winning. It was obvious Ari was winning. He came in every week with a new fucking outfit, and he was being a psycho. So I was like, I'm going to dose Ari. So he got wind that I was dosing him, and on camera, he traded drinks with Big J, who has never done acid, and then Jay does it, and during the show, it starts tripping.
How did he do?
Terrible. I mean, literally, he was just having night terrors. Anxiety, never went. Didn't sleep for 4 hours.
But Ari also reeled us along for like a half an hour.
He pretended he started.
Me
tripping.
And him are sitting there giggling, watching Ari go like this and look at the light, and us too, like
trails.
Morons.
We take the bait. We start like cackling, like we dosed. Oh, dude, it was
terrible.
Just don't do it. Don't dose your friends with acid. But you know. If you got somebody in your life,
if you want to do little sliver microdoses, it's actually now it's saving people from PTSD.
Yeah, you know what? Do it. You're right. Dose your friends with acid.
Send
us the video. Tag Kenny versus Spenny.
I saw Timothy Leary, the acid guru, at a comedy club in Toronto, Yuck Yucks, and he did a show. It was like a one-man show. Timothy Leary. And he said that in the future, they will have what they now call microdosing. Because back then, you know, you took it, you didn't know if you'd be high for 2 days, 6 hours, right? It
was, we have microdosing now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he predicted it. This was 30 years ago.
Oh. Yeah.
He's dead now, right?
Yeah, you're very old, huh?
Yeah, I'm very old.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm old school. And
I like that.
Yeah.
And I like it.
I believe in the greatest generation.
There is a Brian Laundrie update, actually.
Okay.
They're fucking, apparently they're the FBI. Shannon, what are they? They're using cadaver dogs?
Yes. Yeah, they're using them to find him now.
So that's really not an update.
That's an update.
Okay.
They have cadaver dogs.
Because they're assuming maybe he's dead.
Oh, I thought that they were zombie dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's
I thought that was a huge fucking story that they were
Boston
using.
Boston Dynamic dogs.
Yeah, zombie cadaver dogs that were going to hunt. Are you sure that's not what it is, Shannon?
Maybe I'm interpreting it the wrong way.
Maybe you are. Can you go to, do you have video? Is there video footage of them searching for Brian Laundrie with these cadaver dogs?
I do have.
Can one. You go to it real quick?
Yeah.
Can we see if we have any? Yes, see, Shannon, I was right. These are actual zombie dogs.
That's Spenny on a first date.
Oh, wait, this is a movie. Never mind. Never mind.
I think she's Canadian.
Who?
That chick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cindy Preston?
No.
Okay. Mila Jovovich?
Yeah.
She's Canadian? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think she is.
Canadians have done very well.
Mila Jovovich? No, yeah. She's like fucking Eastern European or
Poland,
something.
Yeah.
Well, no, everyone's an immigrant in Canada, but yeah, I think she's Canadian.
Oh, but she like.
I might
Canada.
Be wrong.
I used to have a thing for her when I was a kid.
God, who doesn't have a thing for?
She was born in
model.
The Ukraine. She's an American actress born in the Ukraine.
An American actress. Stop trying to claim our hot fucking actresses, dude. Who's the hottest?
Rosie O'Donnell's Canadian.
Who's the hottest? Canadian
Abe Lincoln
actress?
Turned out to be Canadian, which is.
Who's the hottest Canadian actress? Who do we think?
I don't watch movies, so Rita I don't McNeil. Even know. Oh, you know what? There's a gal on it's a show. What's it called? Letterkenny. She's sweet. Oh my God, she's nice and everything, but she's just beautiful.
She's a beautiful girl.
Michelle Millette, I think her name is.
Let's see. I don't know. I've never seen any of these people. What happened to Canada? You guys were on the fucking map for a hot minute, and I feel like you guys have sort of fallen off. Like, there's no cool
fucking
Canadians.
Play.
Celine Dion was crushing it for fucking years, dude. Oh yeah, hell yeah, dude. Toy.
She looks like a Bratz doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Yeah, she looks like a...
You know, just the fact that she's an actress turns me off.
You don't like that?
No.
You don't like
that? I don't like girls that are seeking fame.
Yeah. I'm dating a fucking comic right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, which is, you know...
That's tough.
I have to convince her to give up her dreams.
Yeah.
And just to focus solely on my dreams.
Good luck with that. I like funny women. I really do. My wife's not professionally funny, but she's funny. It's very important
looking.
To me. No, she's not.
Yeah, my chick's pretty funny, and she's a cool chick, but we can't both. You know what
are the chances you're both going to be successful?
It's going to be impossible.
You got to cut those chances in half.
Well, the problem is she's going through, like, she's a younger comedian. She's only been doing it like 3 years, so she's like, I find myself all the time like being like, I just don't care about your young comedian problems.
Well, if she gets fake tits to help her career, then, you know, you're in trouble.
No, that'd be cool. I'd be pretty cool with that. No, I'm kidding. No, I think she's, she told you about what happened, right? With her uncle.
Amazing.
Yeah. So she's,
it's not what you think. She was molested.
Yeah. She does a joke. Her last name is Cuomo. So she does a joke, that, her uncle is not
governor.
The governor, whatever his name is.
Not Andrew Cuomo, but he did molest me.
Yeah, but he did sexually harass some people. Okay. That's the joke, right? So her real uncle sees this, and he's like, you're telling people that I sexually harass people. And he starts, like, freaking out on her, and he starts threatening her. It was crazy. Did she read you the email?
Yeah, she told her she had 24 hours to take the tweet down or you'd seek legal action.
No, he said he was going to show up at her fucking house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is psychotic.
Right. Well, I'm surprised.
Right. Which is worse than what...
Which is worse than sexually harassing somebody, threatening your fucking niece.
Yeah.
You psychopath. So then I just started watching The Sopranos.
The new one?
The old show.
Great show.
I'm on season 3 right now, but I'm fucking Tony Soprano and everything. So I just fucking, I was like, I'll fucking come to Westchester, and I'll fucking show up at your house. You should see me, dude. You should see me.
Oh, I read the whole email.
Oh,
yesterday.
You read the email?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's great. I threatened an old man. So just so you guys know.
Okay.
Well, I threatened a 70-year-old man.
To me, she should say, look, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that, and remove the tweet. Anyways, once you make the joke, you make the joke, so.
No, you shouldn't fucking remove the tweet. It's not about him. Fuck him. It's not a, it's an,
but these everybody's guys, they got don't, guys, these guys don't understand. You know, they're not, they don't work with the medium, so they don't really understand.
Yeah, they really think it's about them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now I might have
to. Well, they think everybody's listening. And,
yeah. You know, it's very true.
Social media posts last as long as it takes to read it.
Yeah.
You know,
especially on Spencer's social media.
Spencer, you get trolled a lot, you said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know,
What's the worst thing that has anybody ever gotten to you and they says them with?
Yeah,
they
yeah. I got very into an anti-Trump thing, which, you know, it wasn't about policy. It was about him. And people were very mean. One person said, "I hope your daughter dies of COVID and you never get to see her because you're not allowed in the hospital." I thought
I said, "Goes in a coma from COVID."
I thought that was pretty nasty. But when we first started, you know, I was an old guy new to social media. I was a little freaked out by it, but now I realize it happens to everybody and I couldn't give a shit.
And I want everyone to go to Spencer's website, spencerrice.com. And,
oh, yeah, the website. This is not my website.
Yes, it's his website, spencerrice.com.
I keep getting calls from the border saying that they found illicit drugs in my luggage.
It's the new scam. It's a new Canada scam. You get.
Really?
Yeah, that this is the Canadian Government Border Services calling. We found a package of drugs with your name on it. If you want to talk to a officer, please press 1.
And then they somehow convince you to give them. Yeah.
Going, oh, yes, sir. My name is Kevin, sir, and you're in big trouble, sir, and you need to pay money, sir. It's the worst. I hate these people.
Yeah, I sometimes get bored and I just talk to them.
I want to.
I get to the point where I start giving them the credit card information and then I give them too many numbers.
Yeah.
Like, no, wait, sir, you gave me too many numbers. Then I go back. At that point, they are just some call center sales guys.
There's some good YouTube guys doing that, like douching these scammers.
Of course.
And you're wasting their time, which is good. Oh, it's like fake reading.
Yep.
iTunes card numbers to them, which is fun. But it's like, you just can't stop it. How much are you supposed to do?
I almost respect the scam. We actually go over scams here. We have a segment on the show called Scam That Jew.
Yeah.
And it's not anti-Semitic. We are the Jew. Scam That, Jew.
Yeah.
Like, Scam That Jew. Like, go get it. Go get him. And we have introduced some pretty incredible scams to the world. I wonder if you guys have it. I'll tell you a couple ones that we have.
Yeah.
By the way, some guy fucking stole our scam, Shannon. This guy's TikToking and he's stealing our scams.
Oh, no.
Some dude. Like if you want to eat free breakfast, you can simply just show up at any shitty hotel that does.
Yeah.
You just 7 o'clock in the morning, boom, walk right in. You got no problem. No questions, nothing.
Yeah.
Easy breakfast.
Yeah. I had an incredible scam for years and years. I would go to Starbucks with $100 bill and they're not allowed to take $100 bills. So you would order a coffee and they put it on the table and you give them $100 and they say, "Oh, sorry, sir. We don't take hundreds." And just give you a coffee. Years. Thousands of dollars.
Perfect fucking scam. Yeah. That juice scam right there. We have plenty of Starbucks ones. I had a screenshot on my phone of my completed Starbucks order, right? And then you can just go into any Starbucks and be like, "Hey, where's my order?" And they're like, "No." And then you show them that it's the wrong location, like you accidentally chose the wrong location. 99% of the time they go, "Hold on, sir, it's not a big deal here. We'll make it for you anyway."
I have tons. I just did the greatest scam of my entire life. Getting from Toronto airport to Detroit, I go there 2 hours early, 6,000 fucking people in line. I've never seen a lineup like this in my life to get into U.S. customs. I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm going to miss my flight." And you miss your flight to America, like my entire tour is off.
It's over.
So I go to a customs guy and I go, "Oh, I'm going to miss my flight." And she goes, "Well, do you have an American Express or are you business class?" And I say, "I have American Express," which I don't. I'm just like, "Yes, yes, yes, that's a lead." And she goes, "Well, go to the American Express kiosk at gate 2 and they'll give you an instant access pass."
Ooh.
So as I'm walking across the airport to the American Express kiosk, I go onto Google Images. I get a picture of an American Express business card, CF Frost, and I just download the image and I get to Air Canada, to the Amex counter. I show this guy a picture from fucking Google. He gives me a plastic pass. I walked past every single person in line. I have a picture of it. Thousands of people. And I just walked right in and went to the very front of the fucking line. And it was biblical. And I do a lot. Like I have a Google image of, you know, budget rent-a-car membership and gold cards. And like, you know, if I go to Ritz-Carlton or get a car or anything, they go, "Where's your gold members card?" And you just show it. You know, it's just in the favorites of my cards. So if you go to like anywhere, any like Air Canada or anything, you just download a picture of the VIP gold members card and you just flash it.
Show them the card because there's nothing to scan.
And it says a customer on it, you know, and they're not reading it. They say, "Oh, thank you, sir."
These are great scams. Yeah. Right now you're winning the Kenny versus Spanny scam off right now, just so you know.
I don't scam. So
well,
and he would yell at me. He would yell at me about it. Yell at me about it, but he would totally benefit from it.
Wow.
That's true. I used to make fun of his Nexus card because I don't know why. It just was something to make fun of. But if I go with him, I'll go in with the Nexus card, with his Nexus card, even though I make fun of it.
I hate lineups, honestly. I can't.
He hates lineups. I don't mind. I don't know.
You don't mind being in a line?
I don't love it. I don't hate it. I don't. I it's much worse for me to try to scam my way in. That would be much...
Yeah, I've pretended I have connecting flights that I'm about to miss to get from the back of an airplane to the front.
Yeah.
And I just pile my way through and I just lie. And if somebody questions me, I get angry like I'm not lying.
Yeah.
Like, how dare them question
me? Yeah, I have people push me in wheelchairs like across the terminal. Yes. Like, I just pretend
shameless. You're shameless.
Who knows? It's true.
You can. By the way, they can't question you.
To me, it's just fine. It's just fine.
To ask.
And you know, and the other thing is, like, this is job creation. Yeah. You know, it's like not putting the people yelling at you because you're not putting your shopping cart back at the grocery store. You don't put your shopping cart back on purpose, so they'll hire people to put shopping carts back. Yes. You know?
Oh my God.
This is very true. He's not wrong about this. Another thing you can do.
Well, why don't we just all piss and shit everywhere and we can hire more maids?
Literally, the next scam I was going to say is if you take shit and if you put it on your telephone in your hotel, they're going to give you that night for free.
This is not my ethical world. Anyways, that's fine. Well, I don't even care.
He used to telephone in the in a condom first, so he doesn't get shit.
He used to do all this stuff, and it made me mad. But now the world, we're talking environment and all that stuff. It's that stuff I don't even care about anymore. I'm more concerned about the big transgressions, the lack of communication, the horrible divisions that I'm seeing in America. It's in Canada too.
And listen, I live in Canada, so like I'm into global warming. Like I leave my car running at night so we can have palm trees in Toronto soon.
That's
I don't even have hair. I just spray hairspray into the air.
That's a joke, because he does care about that. You said squirrels are going to die. You weren't saying it like it was a good thing, because the climate's changing.
Are you really into the environment and shit like that?
I think we're done. There's no stopping it.
No.
China, Pakistan, India, like who's going to stop cars and
first of all
pollution and plastic?
Just to go out in the sun and not get skin cancer, we have to slather sunscreen all over us. Like that, if that's already happened and we've accepted it as normal, so we are doomed. I believe we're doomed.
They say that, right? Like I never use sunscreen, and
well, you're a bit dark skinned.
I am a little bit. Well, easy.
This guy, yes.
This guy needs for
it. Yeah. That's a lot of sunscreen. Zach's got a slather. Jesus Christ.
I invest in
him. He uses ketchup.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, you know what? That's like the what are we going to do? What do you suggest?
I don't suggest anything.
You got to suggest something. There's got to be this. Look,
what, Kenny to save the environment?
Kenny versus Spenny, save the environment. This is the next contest. Go.
No. Just it's too late, and it won't happen overnight. But there's too many people, and there's too much pollution. How do you want me to make a suggestion?
I want you to be the one. Change from tampons to bugles. They're corn. They're made out of.
Don't chew gum.
Corn base. Yeah.
Gum is disgusting, and it takes forever to break down. That's my contribution to the environment. I don't chew gum. And I'm part of the problem. I'm not saying that I'm not, you know. It's just it's like the gun problem in this country in US.
Oh, easy.
No, hang easy. On. It's been neglected for so long. Now it's such a huge problem. Even if they tried to clean it up, it's still going to be a problem. And that's where we are.
We're Canadian, by the way.
I say more guns.
Yeah.
I say more guns.
What, okay. Like Uzis
give everyone that doesn't have a gun, and then everyone technically doesn't and does have a gun, you know.
We had like 15 gun murders in Canada. You guys had 10,000.
You guys had like 35,000 moose deaths.
Yeah. But, you know, the population of Canada is like a third of the population of Manhattan on a work day.
I know.
You know, so
are we going to ban moose?
Well, I will give this. I'm not saying ban guns. I'm just saying that it's a problem, and it's like the border. It's gone on for so long that no one's going to be able to solve it. The politicians are full of shit saying that they're going. They could try. They can minimize it maybe. But these things, there's no magic answers out there.
I know what the answer is.
Okay.
For the border?
Go.
More moose.
More moose.
More moose.
Chocolate moose?
I've eaten moose. Have you eaten moose?
The
animal, the meat.
No.
Yeah.
No, never ate moose.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten besides your friend here?
Come on, dude. I knew you were going to go for that.
Kenny's eaten a human being, right?
Yeah, I've eaten.
Technically, we've all eaten
human beings. He cannibalized. He did. Yeah. You've never other show.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a show called Cannibal where I ate a person.
We killed the child and ate her live on the air.
No, he had a cadaver. What was it that you ate? The I can't remember.
I didn't eat a cadaver.
No, you ate.
I had one of the greatest chefs in Canada make me a placenta meal. It's like a 7-8 course meal with like delicious wine.
Well, that's the that's the thing that these fucking dippy bitches do. They eat their placenta in a milkshake to, you know, I guess, you know, fucking circle of life shit or whatever. I don't even know what it is. There's nutrients or something.
Well, there's hamburger helper and then placenta helper.
Yeah.
See, I love that you said you don't know because nobody says that anymore. Well, everybody thinks they know everything.
I don't know anything.
Most, me too.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Everyone wants is obsessed with being right.
No, it's not a problem. It's not a problem if you admit it, if everybody admits it. It's a problem when they think they know everything.
Yeah, he says, he thinks he knows everything. He says, everything goes, I go, what airline are you flying? Air Canada. Like, he always says something, and it's so wrong and so stupid, and he says it with just such legitimacy that it just makes no sense.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
You're saying shit that is totally untrue.
I'm saying I don't know.
No, but you're when
do you fucking listen?
No, you're saying you do know. When you say something, you say it, and it's totally wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong about the airline. We flew in on Air Canada, then we took a flight from Detroit to here, and I thought it was Air Canada.
No, you said
this is my transgression.
You say it all the time. No, you say it all the time.
Who was
it?
Was it the light? I admit it.
Was it like the?
Well, you just said he didn't.
The guy who started.
I said that's not what we're talking about. Go ahead.
I don't know if it was a guy who started Jim Beam or fucking one of these alcohol companies. Like, he was like a rich dude, and he would like go to Africa. And he like paid for, he paid to watch like a human cannibal sacrifice. It's like a crazy, like this is what fucking rich people, before social media, I'm so glad like rich people have like social media and TikTok now, because that was entertainment back in the day.
Yeah, but
see, that's
I think that's right there.
I
think that's creates the sentiment of the conspiracy culture. I don't think corporations are really killing people. I don't really think, you know, politicians are really killing people. Yes, they kill people by creating wars that they shouldn't do and all that stuff. But as a whole, this, you know, this whole thing where, you know, Coca-Cola's murdering people.
No, I think,
you know, I don't think it's
the language.
Bullshit.
It's the language. Like you said, rich people.
Yeah.
As if it's all rich people are the same. And it goes into racism. You know, it's everybody. You have to treat everybody as an individual. Hate assholes. Do not hate big groups of people, because if you ever had the ability to, you know, there's some wonderful rich people out there, I'm sure of it.
Thank you, Spencer. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't hate rich people. I respect rich people.
But you're talking about them like they're...
Jameson bought a girl just to watch her be eaten by cannibals. I am saying that this guy is the real ass dude of the week. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude.
What's going on?
I'm giving James Jameson Real Ass Dude of the Week. We do that every week. We give away Real Ass Dude of the Week.
You guys are organized.
Yeah, we really are.
That's why I can't podcast. Too
well-oiled machine here.
We're so exhausted.
I know.
Like, honestly, it's just crazy. Like, after 2 days, no sleep, we got on stage yesterday. I was so worried I was going to blow the show. It was a good show.
The audience is gives you adrenaline.
Where are you performing in Jersey?
I don't know.
We're at the corner of Google and Search.
Oh, I know. Crossroads? The Crossroads.
Okay.
You know what that is? I don't know.
I feel bad because, you know, I don't know, but we've done so many shows over so many years. Yeah. You just kind of show up somewhere and but it's an honor to be like doing America. This is our first U.S. tour. We've never ever
really
done it. And to me, it's like, you know, what, Blondie or the Beatles or the Stones, like, for us to come to America and do a show is fucking,
it's a big deal.
If you, like, should, if you can, you know, make it here, right?
Yeah. All right, a couple more things I want to talk about really quick. Cosby, apparently another actress has accused her of rape. I think we can solve the case right now and figure out whether or not he did it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another Rape Dicks.
Rape
Dicks.
It's a segment we do on the show. We just,
we're detectives.
We're rape detectives that solve rapes.
Well, Spenny could be your thesis.
All I know is ball.
Actually, no, that's not true, because it's not rape if they're dead, so I don't think Spenny would work for you.
Does he use that joke already today? I think he has on this podcast. Anyways, go ahead.
So what are the details here, Shannon? Please.
So the actress's name is Lily Bernard. She says that she met Bill Cosby on the set of his TV show.
Before you go on, can we get a visualization of the alleged victim?
So I'll show you. This is her now.
Ugh, Lily Bernard looks more like Saint Bernard.
I'd like to note that the name Lily Bernard has the letters of the word liar in it.
And then I looked up when she was younger.
Let's see. When she's younger?
She looks like it. I shouldn't. I don't know. She looks more.
All right, she's better younger, but that is neither here nor there.
I have a contribution to this. My cousin Marjorie Gross, who was one of Canada's first female stand-up comedians and ended up writing for many sitcoms in the United States. Seinfeld was the last one she worked on. She passed away. She was invited to a room by Cosby as a potential writer for the show, and he made the moves on her, but he didn't drug her.
He didn't drug her?
Yeah, this is what she told me. And this was way before any of this has become public. She said he was creepy and he just wanted sex from her. And he used the concept that he was going to help her career to get her to go to the hotel room. And she left, and thank God nothing happened.
Yeah. So I believe her. I believe her.
Yeah, I do. 100% I believe her.
Yeah, these guys are monsters and they need to be taken down, and guys are scum. That's what I think our show showed.
Guys are scum.
Guys are scum. Hold on.
This is the same thing, same problem, talking in permanent terms about everybody.
First of all, Cosby's a legend.
Yeah.
Easy.
And his comedy career, incredible.
So is Bundy.
Listen, man, I'm not going to disparage your fucking Canadian comedy legends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Norm MacDonald.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, we have Jackie Mason, you have Cosby.
Okay, so...
But not good.
Jackie Mason's
it's not good
Canadian.
That Cosby turned out to be a fucking monster rapist.
Can we be honest, though?
Yeah.
At least a few of those allegations were probably false.
Yeah, okay,
I agree.
Sure.
We're trying...
10% were wrong.
Where are you going?
He's a legend.
Where are you going with this argument?
Listen, dude.
Just tell me where you're going.
Hitler was a legend.
Just, you know what? You're disrespecting
preacher to the choir.
Comedian legends.
I'm in a very sad position of no one can cancel me because there's nothing to cancel. Yeah. So I say what I want.
Yeah, it's sad. Listen,
give me some more details, Shannon. Give me something else because I don't know if I believe this girl just yet.
But why are you even bringing this up? It sounds like somehow you're defending him because he was a great comedian.
First of all, I separate the art from the fucking... Yeah.
Well, you have a different experience. To you... Cops persecute black people.
And I am?
Some cops.
You're a cop.
Some cops. Not all cops. There's
no, so for
cop.
Us, we don't have those same experiences.
You don't have my experience. God exactly. I'm a black man
that
has been persecuted by the police.
Yeah,
so
Canada,
I think Cosby can rape.
In Canada, you can't even bribe a cop. You show a cop a $50 bill. He's like, no, sir, you pay at You know, so we don't have those experiences.
A lot of the things that I'm upset about are happening at this table. especially the grouping of everybody, that everybody's rich is the same, everybody that's Republican is the same. I'm called a snowflake. I'm actually a centrist. There's no common cause anymore.
Yeah. When you grow up as a black in America, you believe OJ is innocent and Cosby is innocent, and that's and you
no,
know what
Cosby's not innocent. Cosby,
but the same thing
you
happens.
You think OJ was innocent
of what? Yeah, you know,
murder of what?
You know, come on,
doing
dude.
Jell-O commercials.
Here we go. Every time with this guy.
No. Well, here's the thing.
Poor OJ.
Because of Mark Furman, it was very possible that he could have planted those bloodstains. He had access to them, and he had access to the property. Do I think that happened? No. Do I know? No, but I think he was guilty.
I think the cops took the glove over to OJ's house and left it behind Kato Kaelin's house. I believe that. I don't know whether he killed.
I'm just saying
anybody, but I would think
no.
He probably
OJ
did.
Probably murdered her, but I'm just saying, would you have acted different in his position?
Yes, I wouldn't have murdered someone. What, are you insane?
You don't know. You're not. You weren't there.
I
on
know.
The moment.
I'm 60 years old. I've never murdered anyone.
Okay, first of all, you don't
he
know.
Has. He murdered a Chinese guy once. He did. It's a very long story, but he actually did murder someone. And my dad took me to the police and said, you have to go report this to the police. And I took him. My dad took me to the police, and I said there was a man in Chinatown who Spencer was there that night, and he didn't have any money, and he flipped over the table. And then they found the Chinese waiter dead in the morning. And I said, oh, my God, Spencer was there that night. And my dad said, well, you called the restaurant to look for Spencer. They're going to have your phone number. You have to go to the cops. So I went to the police with my dad, and I told the officer, I said, my friend was blind drunk in a restaurant. He flipped over the table. When the cops showed up to the restaurant, the table was flipped and the guy was dead in the alley, got hit by a brick or something.
So now I'm a murderer.
And I said, I'm just letting you know.
No.
And there, you know, this is like late 70s. Like, it's a Chinaman. You know, it's just some rich, like affluent Jewish kid or
most rich people.
It was, but I tried. I tried to get him and tossed in jail. It didn't work.
What about
the point I'm making?
How do you know this?
The point that I'm
talking out of your ass. Go ahead.
Is that you don't know what it's like to be one of the best football players in the world?
Yeah.
Be dating a fucking model.
Actually, that's not true. Yeah, it's true. Okay.
Be dating a model. To come home, find her fucking hooking up with a pool boy or something. I don't even know.
Do you remember what I said about the rule of law?
Yeah.
Okay. Murder is against the law, so you don't do it. And if you do it, you go to prison. Certain if you
law.
Get caught.
It depends
and
on what
tried
law.
Fairly. That's the system we live in, and it's a good system. It's not perfect, but it's good.
Well,
unless in war, then murder is legitimate.
You know, with OJ, you heard all her domestic abuse, the phone calls. It's highly probable.
It's all speculative.
Not really. That's evidence. Why is that speculative?
I was 7 when this happened.
Yeah. Watched that. We watched the Bronco chase. We were together.
No, I was in, middle school? High school?
I think we watched The Verdict together.
My mom, I remember I was supposed to go see WWF one night. Like we were going to like the Nassau Coliseum just to watch like a house show.
Right.
And my mom was glued to the fucking TV and we missed like half the show.
So you're a wrestling guy?
Who glued her to
I
the
used
TV?
To be.
I was just
dad glued her to the TV.
He did.
I was just in Detroit, and my favorite wrestler of all time is the original Sheik, Ed Fairhat, who was also a promoter. He was the greatest heel that ever lived, and I didn't give him props, and I'm mad at myself because.
Zach's a big.
Sabu's uncle. He's talking about.
Really? Sabu's uncle. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, Zach's a big pro wrestling guy. He currently wrestles.
Yeah, I'm a manager on the indies.
You look like a Haystacks Calhoun.
That's exactly what I'm going for.
All right. Good.
We're going to wrap this one up in just a few
you wrestle,
here.
Wrestle with diabetes.
A little Uncle Elmer there. Throw in first.
We listen, this has been a really fun show. I wanted to, I guess we'll end the show with This Week in Sex with Natalie and Shannon. Just get a little, let's get the boys a little turned on before they go off into the world. It's a Friday. Hell yeah, ladies. What do we got? What happened in This Week in Sex, girls?
Okay, so I guess I can start with mine.
Do a little bit of a sexier voice.
So I guess we can start with mine. Mm. And my story is there was a 9-month pregnant woman who went to get a prenatal massage in Kentucky.
Hell yeah.
And during her massage, she was raped by the masseur.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Shannon? There's not a hot story about a pregnant woman being raped.
Finish your story before we judge.
So, all right, well, hold on. What happened? Like, in the middle of it, did she start enjoying it, and then it became, like, a hot story?
No. No, he raped her.
This is such a fun show to do.
Yeah.
Oh, and then this pregnant girl got raped.
It's
fucked
up.
Jeez, wow.
I didn't choose this story.
Terrible. Yeah, blame Shannon on that one.
Jesus Christ, Shannon. All right, Natalie, do you have anything more sexy? Because that's fucking crazy.
I can't believe you brought that to the show, Shannon.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you clean up that puddle under your chair, miss. Wear your galoshes.
This is where we find out what turns these girls on. This is...
It's crazy.
What about you, sir?
So I have two stories. I can't decide which one is sexier, but this one is called...
Your voice really does stink, Natalie. God,
I know,
it's
the worst.
God, could put the music on at least. I can't listen to just your plain fucking Muppet voice.
Kermit the Frog.
This
Why
one is...
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
A woman was raped today. Hi-ho.
Yeah.
This one's called Jake Gyllenhaal Recalls How a Pillow Saved Him During an Intimate Scene with Jennifer Aniston.
Hell yeah. Okay, so what happened here?
So, it's not actually as good as it sounds, but he said that it was actually very, like, filming a sex scene is actually not very sexy at all because there's, like, 50 people watching, and that
it becomes...
that's
exactly what gets me going.
Very mechanical.
That's like spending a playground.
They're all laughing at this shit.
Weirdly, love scenes are awkward because there are 30, maybe 50 people watching it, he said. That doesn't turn me on, so most of the time it's oddly mechanical. And he said that there's like a pillow method where you put a pillow between you guys.
Pillow.
And he said the pillow technique was used, which was preemptive, and actually Jennifer Aniston suggested it.
Jennifer Aniston was fucking hot for like 2 years on Friends, and then we fucking overrated her like... in a massive way.
Can we talk about how Jennifer Aniston just wasn't that hot?
She looks like Christie Brinkley with Down syndrome.
Yeah, she's got a fucking goofy knob head.
She's got the Aveeno money.
But you know what? Women like her. You know,
that's what I'm saying. Women,
I like her. She's fine.
Women like Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. It was not really guys.
Yeah.
It wasn't dudes. And everyone was like, oh, the most beautiful woman in the world. But like, her nose is a little big. Can we talk about that?
No.
It is.
No, I'm not saying it is or isn't. I just, why are we talking about her looks? She's an attractive Greek girl.
Yasu.
Yeah. We're talking about how she's overrated, Spenny. Well, she is.
Who isn't overrated? Yeah. We're overrated. We shouldn't even be here. We're just has-been nobodies. We just need to be at home.
I feel like everyone in this room is rated exactly how they should be.
That's bad for me.
All right. Is there one more story, Natalie?
Yeah, this one was more funny than anything, but it said, penis ring is the first ever wearable, quote-unquote, erection tracker that can detect if you're at risk for diseases or potential reasons for erectile dysfunction. I feel like that's very on brand for Guess Digital to talk about because we love.
So it's like an Apple Watch, but you put
it on exactly.
Your dick. Yeah,
exactly. So, and then they can track like other people who have STDs?
No, it's more for older people who have erectile dysfunction and it measures how many erections you have while you're sleeping, which it can apparently tell you a lot about your health.
Yeah, we don't need to look at the sores or discoloration anymore. There's a.
What the fuck is this?
There's an app for that.
Yeah, who the hell would.
It's like the thing that sees if you snore. You put it on your dick, it counts how many erections you get in the middle of the night.
What does it matter? I don't care how many erections I get in the middle of the night.
But it's probably...
Your husband does.
They're trying to sell something, that's all. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole world is just a big
sales... I think it'd be cool if it was like a cock ring that you wear, and then you fucking... It tracks where your cock has been.
Or it counts your pumps like steps.
Don't they have there's a website where...
If they have them for Tic Tac, Spenny can use it.
Do they have... Isn't there a website where you could track dirty dicks?
Yeah, SpencerRice.com.
I really did read about this where like girls, it's like a dirty dick database where they're like, you know, if you fucking have STDs or whatever, or if you like cheat, like there's a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Shannon, this seems like some shit you'd be into.
Into tracking STDs?
No.
Just bad men.
Yeah, just.
That's true.
Horrible abusive men.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, look, we're gonna fucking wrap this one up. You guys are great. Please go
Jenna,
support.
Thank you. We're so sorry. We're so tired. Like,
no.
Honestly,
no, you guys are great. You guys have been killing it, dude. It's awesome. Really, really fun show. Love having you guys on this show. Support Kenny vs. Spenny Live. You guys are in the Jersey area, Philadelphia area. Go grab tickets to these guys now because they are truly fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and we're doing Chernobyl on November 17th and Auschwitz on the 30th.
It's Eventbrite, eventbrite.com. You can get tickets for the last two shows of this tour.
Well, I think
but we're coming
sold
back.
Out. They're sold out.
Oh, okay.
Then. Well, never mind. Yeah, fuck you guys.
Well, they put standing room only so we can make some more money. Shut your mouth.
Hell yeah. Good. Listen, you guys are the best. Thank you very much for coming onto the show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything, and we'll check you guys on Monday with another Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
Thanks, Louie.
That's all, folks.